So the question was asked, if we don't rule like the minority opinion or like Beis Shammai, why do we quote them in the Mishnah? So that's a very good question, which the Mishnah itself asks in Tractate Eduyos. In Tractate Eduyos, the Mishnah asks, V'lama maskir ne divrei Shammai v'ilel levatlan? First, the first three Mishnahs quoted the opinion of Hillel and Shammai, and then tells us the halacha is not like them. So why do we mention them if the halacha is not like them? So the Talmud says, in these three cases of Hillel and Shammai, we quoted their opinion to tell you how humble a person should be. You think you got it right. You're sure you got it right. And then all the rabbis say you're wrong. So you should realize it happened to Hillel and Shammai too. They also thought they had it right. And all the rabbis went against them, and we rule against Hillel and Shammai in these three arguments. So that's the first thing the Talmud says. Then the Mishnah says, next Mishnah, V'lama maskirin divrei Yechid ben Amrubin? Why do we mention the minority opinion if we're not going to rule like the minority opinion? So here the Mishnah says the rule I told you. The Mishnah says, because there can be an instance where the court will use that minority opinion. Then the Mishnah asks, and what about those minority opinions or the opinion of Beit Shammai, which we're never going to use? So that the Mishnah says, that we quote, so that if a person comes in and tells us, this is my tradition, we won't tell him, you're Reform, that has nothing to do with Judaism. You come from a place where this is not Judaism. We'll tell him, you must come from a town that went like Beis Shammai. Well, the halachic ruling is not that way. If a person were to walk, again, this is in the days of the Mishnah. So we're taught that in the days of the Mishnah, they included those opinions which have no weight in halacha. But being that there was a time when there was such an opinion, so if a Jew would walk in here and say, I come from the Galilee, and where I come from, we do eat turkey sandwiches with cheese. So we'd look at him and say, that's because your chief rabbi was Rav Yossi HaGlili. He was of the opinion that the prohibition of meat and milk doesn't encompass chicken and milk. Well, we don't rule like him. So chicken and milk are also prohibited. You're a good kosher Jew. You just got to change this one thing. Ordinarily, he'd walk in and we'd say, we have to wonder what's going on. What kind of tradition do you have? The Mishnah records those opinions that have no room in halacha so that at least we'll know where people are coming from. Remember, this is the generations where they actually ruled. The generation of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Those are the generations where they hit a bottom line, so that we would also understand where other Jews are coming from.